flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams. I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation. We did a documentary all about cosplaying across America from Maine to Seattle to Hawaii to Puerto Rico. We've won 3 awards. We're practically compass to the cosplay community, as well as we interviewed the guy who coined the phrase cosplay from the 80s, Tokunishi Takahashi.
Regina.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we've had a lot of creature stories. This one is not a creature story. However, we also do a lot of dumb criminal stories. Or like the bad criminal, like what are you doing kind of criminal. Like
sure.
no kidding, you got caught kind of criminal. So I mentioned earlier, a lot of things can be stolen. A lot of things have been stolen, sadly.
You know, sure.
Things that aren't your property. Could be an energy drink. Could be anything.
Well,
This is one where I don't think you're going to guess it, but do you want to take a stab at something? It's not at a home. It was at a store.
Okay.
That somebody went into, not a store, a restaurant. It was at a restaurant.
This is a stolen item from a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't a very bright criminal.
I wouldn't say so. No, probably not.
Let's see. What would be like a nice lucrative thing you could steal from a restaurant outside of just...
It's not cash.
Right out of the cash
register. It's not straight cash, homie.
Maybe some fine wine. Maybe
fine
they,
wine?
They, they break in, they see a high-level bottle of wine champagne.
Could be.
And they make off with some alcohol.
Some expensive bottles out there. Sorry, let's find out.
Now to a bizarre robbery attempt at a South Bay restaurant. One that had employees struggling with what they call the robot kidnapper.
The robot kidnapper. Is that a robot that's kidnapping things or he kidnaps robots?
It's misleading. It could be either one of those things.
Clown baby? Is that like a baby clown? What is that?
I just started watching The Wild Robot with Cece. It's now available on Peacock.
I've actually heard that's very good.
Nominated for Best Animated Film at the Oscars. Everybody says it's great. We just started it, so we're not too deep into it, but it's pretty good. It involves a robot.
Just started it. How long is this film?
Hour and 40 minutes, but we started it, you know, before bed last night.
Chipping away a little bit.
Chip away! You're not going to sit and watch it. I can barely watch something for an hour and 40 minutes, let alone her.
It's not The Brutalist, is my point.
We're going to start The Brutalist with CeCe. We're starting with The Wild Robot. Then we'll get into the rest of the Oscar movies.
Check it out. Surveillance video from just before 8 a.m. last Saturday at Pho 21 restaurant shows the man walking in. He asks to use the restroom, and when he emerges, he grabs one of the shop's three robot servers.
All right, so Terp has it up on YouTube and Twitch. The robot server is probably his size. It's wider than he is.
This is like if you go into the Stop and Shop, it's Marty in the Stop and Shop. Yeah. He makes off with it.
He just grabs it.
He just stole Marty.
Yeah, he just grabbed Marty, and then he just heads for the door. Now, do you think asking to go to the bathroom was part of his plan? Or do you think he got a little nervous, or he just really had to go?
Yeah. Well, I like this server behind him. Is like, sir,
like, bud,
what are you doing?
We need our robot waiter back in here, please.
Although,
if you worked there, wouldn't you be like, yeah, get rid of that robot waiter. He's taking our jobs.
Good. You know what? Great point.
He's taking our jobs.
Yeah, you know what? She wasn't coming after him too quick. Now they're all running
now
after him.
Now they've completely outnumbered him. They've surrounded him. I also respect this guy, one, for, you know.
He parks right outside the door.
But he's also his own getaway driver.
I was just going to say this. Don't you need a getaway driver? Yeah. What are you doing?
Because you know what happened? He asked his buddies, like, hey, guys, I need a getaway driver. And they're like, all right. Like, I'll listen to this.
What is this, like a bank heist?
Yeah, what's the take?
What's the take? Precisely, yeah.
You know those robot waiters at the restaurant? They're like, what? Yeah, I'm going to probably take one of those.
Yeah.
Then what? I don't know.
He's going to serve on
me. See if there's money in there or whatever. Like, I think he probably ran it up to a bunch of buddies, and they're like, I'm not going to get in the car for that. That's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
Also, it didn't appear like
the getaway driver for sure.
Also, the car wasn't running, and the trunk wasn't even open.
Well, that's suspicious, though. You come into the restaurant, you leave the car running, back door wide open, red flags everywhere. People are going,
touche.
Hey, guard the robots.
So maybe not that dumb.
this looks like a criminal out front.
You're saying maybe this guy not so dumb?
Yeah, well.
Knows what he's doing?
You know, there were improvements that he could have made. I don't think anybody would argue that.
I don't know you do with it.
How much reconnaissance work do you think this guy did?
Well, maybe ate there once.
Ate there once.
Oh, that's a cool robot.
Yeah, sized it up. He's like, that's a cool robot. Because I'm just wondering.
Take that robot.
It looked like he picked the robot up very easily.
Twitch chat says it looks like Polly's robot from Rocky IV.
It does.
It's Johnny Five without the personality.
if you've shopped at a Stop and Shop and you've seen the little robot that like cleans up spills and things like
that. It can be disarming.
It kind of does look like that. Less friendly, but it kind of looks like that. The guy picks it up very easy.
But he's smart.
Maybe rewatching it. Maybe he kind of waddles out.
He lifted with his legs.
He wasn't lifting with his back at all. He got into it.
That's true. Yeah, it was an awkward escape. It was not exactly like, he's like a little heavier than
I thought. So do you think maybe he didn't do enough reconnaissance? He didn't realize how heavy it was going to be.
No.
All right.
Although he went at a good time. There's not a lot of good Samaritans there. It does not seem to be a popular restaurant. Seems to be a lot
maybe
of open tables.
All the robots.
But they can afford to have robots.
Well, maybe the robot servers are screwing up. Screwing up these servers.
Maybe that's why.
The slow service.
They don't care for it. Good point. You think it could be an inside job?
You think that man maybe works there?
Well,
maybe or you got tipped off. They're like, hey, you know,
it's an associate of somebody who works there. Because you make a good point about the robots taking their jobs.
Who benefits
from this?
Everybody there.
Yeah, you don't want to split your tips with
Although
a robot.
They slowly went out there to stop the man, too. So it is a little confusing.
He asks to use the restroom, and when he emerges, he grabs one of the shop's three robot servers. You can see there, he's struggling to get it out the front door and into his back door.
You don't have to pile on.
Yeah, I mean, lady's got enough going against him.
You can see he's a bit of a weakling.
As you can see
Not sure this guy squats.
He was not prepared to carry the weight of it out. As you can see, he's struggling. Like, I would imagine he's struggling quite a bit.
We already need
to pile on.
In all
walks of life.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
There, he's struggling to get it out the front door and into his backed-up car parked right outside. Employees race after him and eventually get the man to release the robot and call police. The owner tells me the robot costs about $18,000.
Well, there you go. I was just about to ask, why are you stealing said robot? There it is.
How suspicious, though, when you notice that all of a sudden on eBay there is a $18,000 serving robot?
I'm guessing. If this guy, and who knows with this criminal.
Yeah.
But, for instance, if I were going to steal said robot.
Hypothetical.
Here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You already line up another restaurant that needs these robot waiters.
$15,000.
Exactly.
Undercutters. Classic Tom Green bit.
Exactly,
undercutters.
Exactly what you do. Undercut it. Say, hey, I know of a robot fell off a truck somewhere. I'm going to need 15. I know you can't afford the 18K.
No, that's true.
15K. It's a deal.
Watching that Tom Green documentary, they did briefly the clip of the undercutters where he would bring a pizza. He'd follow a pizza place, and then he'd bring his own pizza, and then he'd run up there, and he'd try to sell it for less. They were undercutters. And he had a toolbox filled with toppings. No, what do you have? What do you have on it? Oh, cheese. Cheese. They're sprinkling cheese on it. But how mad the people got was like next level. Like they were like threatening to like
the delivery
with, like,
people.
No, the people that ordered customers. The other pizza. You know me. I'd take the deal. I'd be like, how much for that pizza? Like, okay. Give me that guy. $8. Sold.
Well, you guys just got to shop it around.
It's one of the great ideas.
What you got to do is you got to shop it around to the actual one you ordered and say, well, can you match that?
You're like, what do you guys think?
And if not,
you go with
the rando pizza.
Like, I'll take this guy.
That's a deal.
With his toolbox filled with peppers and pepperoni.
You'll eat anything.
That is documented.
Yeah, and so I think
that is definitely
true. Makes sense, yeah.
But says it is useless for a thief because it has to be specially programmed in order to work.
Ah, well, I wish I knew that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not ideal.
Specially programmed to work.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Gray Bar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Gray Bar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, he didn't take it anyway, but that would have been a hard lesson for him. He gets it home, brings it into his house, and then he's like, all right, let's go. Doesn't have any of the passwords or anything.
Late entry for Brag of the Week.
Yeah.
But the Jones household after Christmas, we now have a Shark vacuum cleaner that
really?
That zips around a little like Roomba-esque.
How's it do?
Vacuum cleaner. Well, it's annoying because, and I'm guessing maybe it's some of this to what they're talking about. It's got to map out your whole place. Before it can really...
Now it knows too much.
Well, I wonder...
That's reporting back to China.
They're like, this is where he lives. We got all the info.
What does your dog think of the Roomba?
He hates it.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Can't do much about it.
No. Kind of gums it.
No, but my son loves it, though. My son goes, hey, can we take out the thing? And he just follows
just
it around
though.
The house. Honestly, it's like a babysitter. It's a vacuum and a babysitter.
Look at that. So it's a toy.
It's entertaining my child.
House.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. But so my guess
that's
is
good.
You need the reason it needs to be specially programmed is it's got to understand the floor plan of the restaurant and where the tables are, all these. That'd be my guess as to why you'd have to do that. That was an oversight on my end trying to undercut these robots to another restaurant. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there you go. There's the Mad Nye.
Okay. Not the brightest criminal out there.
No.
You know,
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. There is an element to that.
They caught him very quick, though. Like, you'd like to get away a little bit more before they catch you like that.
Mm-hmm.
I see you're looking at the text line.
Yeah, people are saying that would be a good thing to have. You can get beers out of the fridge for you.
Yep.
That's true. I mean, if you could get the codes.
They also say with Keith being a master thief,
yeah.
How would you have pulled off the heist? It's a tough one. Now knowing that last piece of info,
I just screamed up and down that nobody put their name on it. I thought it was a free one.
I would advise the guy next time, because that was a very dead restaurant, I would advise the guy to wait for a little bit more going on in the restaurant servers are a little more distracted.
Yeah.
I'd understand more.
Or wait till the
more
robot,
patrons would see it.
Also, he didn't wait till the robot was close to the door.
That's true.
He should have sat at the first seat by the door, ordered something, and then just right out there.
They're like, another cup of coffee, sir? He's like, another cup of coffee.
Can you get the robot?
It's like Pulp Fiction.
Can you get the robot over here?
Have the robot bring it? No, that's what you do. Have the robot serve on you.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Okay, well, that's Kiefer Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every week here on Jones and Keefe. Typically Tuesdays at 12:45, the emergency Mad Nye emerge on Thursdays. So you can check that out on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, if you missed out on any of it. When we come back, let's get to Mike Vrabel, his track record with wide receivers, and what it means for the Patriots. That's next.